Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Sabiqu ila maghfiratin min rabbikum wa jannah وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أُعِدَّتْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ وَبَعْدُ الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. The most precious gift of Iman, a gift that we never become complacent about, take it for granted, or merely think that we enjoy it, it will remain perpetually as such. There has to be a concerted effort, the worry and concern of its guarding and its protection. For indeed, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prophesied and foretold, a time will come when holding on to Islam in its pristine form, with its most pure, compassionate and perfect teachings, will be burning coals. A time will come that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prophesied, where sin and evil will be glorified, and obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal will be vilified, scorned upon and looked down upon. Where our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, a time will come whereas the previous generations of this ummah's success was in commanding good, prohibiting from evil, where evil will be promoted and given glorious titles, and good and obedience to Allah Ta'ala will be vilified upon and prohibited from. A time when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prophesied, a person will enter the evening as a believer, but the next morning would have bartered off that iman, or awake in the morning as a believer, and by the evening of that day, na'udhu billah, is out of the fold of Islam. So constant dua, begging, beseeching Allah the protection of iman. Beautiful dua that Allah Ta'ala himself teaches us, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَذُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. O Allah, never deviate our hearts after you have guided us. Constantly confer upon us your most special mercy, for indeed you are the giver of favors in abundance, even though we are not deserving of them. Make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, for Allah's promise is, when you show gratitude, I will definitely increase in that favor. Allah has further on made us in the ummah of his beloved Habib, Sayyiduna Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this month that we presently enjoy, the month of Sha'ban, a month that was extremely beloved to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some narrations mention that Sha'ban is my month and the month of Ramadan is the month of Allah. So our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved this month, had great affinity with this month. So much so that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as witnessed by those Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, who enjoyed close proximity to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and through that suhbah transferred to this ummah, Hazrat Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, the beloved wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a great conveyor of the knowledge of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the ummah through that Mubarak marriage, Hazrat Usama bin Zayd, who was the beloved of the beloved of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, the khadim of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In various narrations, they mentioned that we noticed regarding this month of Sha'ban, the very literal linguistic meaning of Sha'ban, which branches out and turns into many different pathways. Historically, prior to Islam, it was in this month that the Arabs, after the sanctified month of Rajab, would spread out to try and attain some worldly gains. But for us, this month of Sha'ban is a month of a numerous branches, like numerous branches of a tree, numerous avenues of goodness that a person tries to accumulate in the build-up to the great coming month of Ramadan. So our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would optionally nafal fast in the month of Sha'ban, abundantly, so much so that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, sometimes we saw that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast continuously in Sha'ban, that we would say he would not stop fasting. On other occasions would not fast, so that we thought he may not fast. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam optionally, generally, would fast abundantly in the month of Sha'ban. The general masala is that up to the 15th, we try and keep as much as possible from the 15th onwards, as mentioned by some of the jurisprudence, the fuqaha, that unless it is a fast that someone habitually keeps throughout the year, someone habitually keeps Mondays and Thursdays, then by all means for that person after the 15th to continue. But if one is not habitual to after the 15th, maintain that strength for the coming of the fasting of the great month of Ramadan. But generally, Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in noticed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very clearly would fast abundantly throughout this month of Sha'ban, this great month. On being asked the reasons, and in this we take lesson, one reason Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives, ذَاكَ شَهْرٌ بَيْنَ رَجَبَ وَرَمَضَانْ يَغْفُلُ النَّاسُ عَنْ, because it comes between two great months, preceded by the one of the four sanctified months of Rajab, itself a great month, and succeeding and following it, the month of Ramadan, the greatest month of the year. So because it comes between two great months, people are generally negligent, are oblivious of its greatness, and therefore Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted to show the ummah in the successive generations the importance of this month that had a deep attachment and love to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was in this month that the fasting of the month of Ramadan was ordained as compulsory by Allah Azza wa Jal. So undoubtedly this month has a great link with fasting. And fasting that is most manifest in the month of Ramadan is a very, very special ibadah. Fasting in Ramadan, one of the five pillars of Islam, amongst the acts of worship, fasting is very, very special. So much so that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bih. We know that for other deeds, there are limited amount of rewards, sometimes 10, sometimes 70, sometimes up to 700, sometimes much more than that. But fasting is so great because it is a deep relation with Allah Ta'ala. In other acts of worship, salah, zakah, hajj, there are manifestations, it can be seen, it can be witnessed, it is known to others. But a person who is in a state of fasting that is known to Allah alone, that person, Allah Ta'ala says, that person has left food, drink, halal desires for my pleasure. So Allah Ta'ala says, it is especially for me, and only I will be able to reward. The reward is so great for fasting. In Ramadan, generally optional fasting, the reward is so great that Allah says, only I will be able to recompensate that person for the reward of fasting. Another variation has it, وَأَنَا أُجْزَى بِهِ, I myself become the reward of that person. What more can a person ask for when Allah promises that He is the reward, His happiness, His love, His pleasure, His closeness. And that is the ultimate purpose of our existence, to gain that deep love, attachment, closeness. The ultimate is that Allah Ta'ala will declare in Jannah, and that is the pinnacle of it all, that as from this day onwards, I am happy with you, never will I ever be displeased or unhappy with you. That will cause such elation and joy in Jannah that no words can describe. So it is a deep love relationship with Allah Ta'ala. And as preparation for the main fasting of Ramadan preceding this great month, therefore Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, why do you fast so much in Sha'ban? لِتَعْظِيمِ Ramadan, to show the magnificence, the veneration of the month of Ramadan that is coming soon upon us. We know that when there is any great event that is about to take place, then preceding it will be minor events in preparation of that great event. So that is the month of Sha'ban and its status in preparation for the coming of the great month of Ramadan. And fasting, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that there are 8 doors in Jannah. One door in Jannah is called Babur Rayyan, that is especially for those who had affinity with the act of fasting. Only they will be able to go through those doors. Once they have gone through, never will thirst ever afflict them. To one's sacrifices, one had left water, food for the pleasure of Allah, one will be entered into Jannah and never will thirst ever be experienced thereafter. That great door is called Babur Rayyan, that will satiate the thirst of a person forever and ever. So one reason in preparation for the coming great month of Ramadan. Another, as mentioned by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is between two great months to alert us of its greatness and its importance. It was also in this month that the ummah was commanded by Allah Ta'ala, after initially performing salah, praying towards Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. It was in this month that the great incident of Tahwil Al-Qibla, that the first page of second juz of Quran, Sayyakulu Sufaha Min Al-Nas, Allah Ta'ala talks about this great event in Islamic history, where the Arabs, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam personally, had great affinity with Makkah Al-Mukarramah. It was the Qibla, the house of sanctity and veneration for centuries. The desire was naturally there to face towards Al-Masjid Al-Haram in Makkah Mukarramah. Allah Ta'ala initially in the earlier days commanded performing salah towards Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa as a test to this ummah, to see who is there that will forsake those natural tendencies and obey the command of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, لِنَعْلَمْ مَنْ يَتَّبِعُ الرَّسُولُ, who will follow Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when they are asked to face towards Al-Masjid, and who are those who will turn away because of tribal or ethnic reasons. And when this command came, it caused great elation and joy to now face and turn towards Al-Masjid Al-Haram, that Al-Masjid Al-Haram in Makkah Al-Mukarramah, one salah performed therein brings the reward of 100,000 salah performed elsewhere. So it was in this month, the middle of this month, that that great command had come. Another reason, and this is so pertinent and important, that is in this month, تُرْفَعُ الْعَمَالُ فِيهِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. It is in this great month that actions of people on a yearly, annual basis are generally presented in the court of Allah. Allah knows at every split second everything that we do, every word we utter, every thought we conceal, every gaze that is cast, it is known to Allah Azza wa Jal. But the general presentation to inspire us, to increase in our goodness, to try and do abundant tawbah and istighfar. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I wish and I desire when my amal are presented on that yearly presentation, that a state that draws the mercy of Allah when I am desperately in need of it, in a state of fasting. Similarly, another reason given by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam being asked for fasting in the month of Sha'ban, that is in this month that the names of all of those who are going to die in the coming year are presented to the angels of death. Their names are written, recorded, all of those who are going to die in the coming year. A person may be preparing for a wedding, a person may be preparing for going for Hajj, but that person's name is recorded as amongst those who are going to die, and therefore highly beneficial, as mentioned by the ulama ikram, to do daily remembrance of death. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam strongly encourages excessively, abundantly remember the cutoff of all pleasures, which is death. And therefore Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is asked that who is a wise person, who is a person of great foresight, intellect, and a prudent person. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives two criteria: the one who remembers death abundantly, and the one who practices most adequately for life after death. They are the intelligent ones, the intellectuals. They are the ones who have gained for themselves the honor of this world and the everlasting dignity and izzah of the hereafter forever and ever. So in this month, those who are going to die, their names are written. It could be any one of us. So when those are written to be in a state again where we are in desperately need of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, to be in a good condition where he draws the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. We know Bishr al-Hafi, very great pious person in the ummah through whom Allah guided millions and millions. He used to walk around bare feet. On being asked the reason for this, his life one stage was very, very far from deen. Allah Ta'ala gave him hidayat for showing respect to the name of Allah Ta'ala, finding a piece of paper in which it is written, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In a drunken state, he says the name of Allah cannot be. He cleans it, fragrances it, and puts it in a high place. He sees in a dream that a voice is saying, you have fragranted, purified, elevated my name, I will do the same to you. And one occasion, as he is in this parting mode, a pious person comes by and merely asks a question at the door, is this the home of one who is truly a slave of Allah? He is told by the servant, he goes chasing after that person barefoot, that repeat your words, such an effect on his heart that there and there he goes to the ground, cries, sheds tears, and repents from Allah Ta'ala. And thereafter was of the habit of not wearing shoes, that when the mercy of Allah, when my tawbah acceptance came, I would like to remain in that state at all times. So to be desirous of Allah's special mercy on our yearly presentation of deeds when death is recorded, the month of Sha'ban, Allah Azza wa Jalla give us tawfiq inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. announcement that one is we try and donate as generously as possible, another great avenue of good to show our contribution to the house of Allah, the masajid, the madaris, a great means of showing our love for Allah Azza wa Jal. Also, once again, final announcement, those huffaz who wish tarawih arrangements to be made, please contact the imams, inshallah, this coming Tuesday after Maghrib. There will be a mashura, inshallah, to confirm the various tarawih jamaats that Allah, through His grace and infinite mercy, has blessed us the honor of Quran Sharif. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wal'aqibatu lil-muttaqeen, was-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidina wa Habibina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'du fa ya ayyuhal nas, ittaqullaha azza wa jalla fi s-sirri wal-alan, fa inna allaha yuhibbul muttaqeen, wa man yattaqillaha yaj'al lahu makhraja wa yarzuqhu min haythu la yahtasib, falnaghtanim min hadhihi al-fursati al-dhahabiyya, للإكثار من الأعمال الصالحة وكثرة التوبة والاستغفار. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يصوم كثيرا ما في شعبان، لما سئل بين أسباب لأنه تعظيم لتعظيم رمضان، ولأنه بين رجب ورمضان، وأيضا لأنه يكتب اسم كل ميتة تلك السنة، فأحب أن يأتيني أجلي وأنا صائم، وهو شهر ترفع فيه الأعمال إلى رب العالمين، فأحب أن يرفع عملي وأنا صائم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنهم وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم فرج عن كرب المسلمين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها، وخاصة في تركيا وفي الشام وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم فرج عن كرب المسلمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. Filling gaps between shoulders. Ensure that the heels are in a straight line. There are gaps in the surface in front of us, that are filling those. Allah loves that we sit as close as possible, we come as close as possible to the front to show our desire for the mercy and enthusiasm to gain the happiness and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Fill in the gaps in the surface in front of us. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, استووا اعتدلوا تقاربوا سدوا الخلل استووا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت ماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر
إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم اكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. الحمد لله والسلام الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والإمة في الدنيا. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرام فضلك عمن سواك. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم ارحمنا وارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.